Rita reaches out to people systematically every day. And yeah, it basically reflects the quality of the people in your database. Okay. So if you've got good selection of people in your database, then she'll systematically just go and reach out to those people, add value. And the ones that are ready for an appraisal or even a listing, then she'll find them.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent for Real Estate Industry Sales Professionals, Property Managers and Leaders. With thanks to our partner Connect Now, Elevate brings you the best tools, thinking and strategies to elevate your results. To get access to all of Elite Agent's premium resources, including a detailed episode guide for this podcast, visit joineliteagent.com. And for more information about how Connect Now can make moving easier on your clients, visit connectnow.com.au.
Hey everyone, it's Elevate podcast producer Cass Charlesworth here. So we know the market is shifting and agencies need to really zero in on their marketing strategy along with good old-fashioned basics like prospecting. My guest today is an expert in both these arenas. Tristan Lovell is the head of growth for the digital assistant known as Rita by the PropTech company Air. He also boasts extensive experience, including time spent as a PropTech specialist at AgentBox and as a marketing consultant at FunnelFixer. In a previous life, Tristan founded something known as Splash Displays, which was a digital window display system that was a pioneer in the real estate industry. Welcome to the show, Tristan.
Thank you so much, Cassandra. Fantastic.
It's great to have you here. We're going to touch on two key themes today. One is marketing, and the other one is how a digital assistant like Rita can play into that marketing strategy and also assist with prospecting. But first, I wanted to touch on something that I'd mentioned in the introduction, which was Splash Displays. And this was your entry into the prop tech industry. And you did it with your brother, as I understand.
Yep.
So can you give us an insight into what that was and how that came about?
Yeah, certainly. So that was back in 2004. And I was working at Deloitte at the time as an Oracle DBA in databases. So databases have always been in my life. And so I saw an opportunity, a friend of mine, had a real estate agency and they needed screens in the window. So they knew we could do tech stuff. And so they turned to us and yeah, so basically created that in our lounge room. And then essentially, yeah, put 15 screens in the window from that day on, it worked really well. So we decided to basically take the leap and create a national business from that over the years up until about 2012. So that was a bit of an adventure, definitely.
Absolutely. And a real startup success story. So you've taken something from the lounge room and expanded it nationally, which is pretty impressive. But it brings me to marketing and how it might have changed for real estate over the years. What are some of the key changes that you've seen in the industry?
Oh, very significant changes. It's ever evolving, of course. With the splash displays, you know, we tried to we'll do our best to make agents look fantastic in the window shop front. And nowadays, it's certainly very few agencies would get benefit from an amazing shop front with screens now. It's very much online and you know all about how you present yourselves on your websites, your social media, and in the living room. Yeah, and you're open for inspections. It's very much down to that. The fundamentals of real estate have not changed. It's the communication channels that express who you are so you can actually, you know, communicate the level of service you believe in. That is what has changed. A lot of agencies that have embraced, you know, social media and also their database, it's all about the data and how you connect those two together to get your message across.
Which brings us very neatly to Rita. So for a start, can you give us a very brief explainer of what Rita does, who she is for those who may not have met her before?
We describe Rita as a digital assistant. So essentially, she does all those things that you'd love to do, but don't have time. So essentially, those things that usually agents love to do is a prospecting consistently every single day about, you know, things that are really useful for people to know about. It could be a listing, sold around the corner. It could be like an anniversary, all these sorts of things that, you know, you basically, you know, you get distracted away from. So nowadays, like you said, market's shifting in a lot of areas in Australia, not all areas, we might should add actually. So especially in New South Wales and Victoria, we see things just changing significantly. In the rest of the states, what I'm seeing is that in WA, for example, it's still really hot, right? And it's going really well as Adelaide and so forth. So essentially with the shifting of markets, you know, it's all about communicating as to what is really going on and being the go-to agent. The most helpful agent wins is what I usually say as well.
Yeah.
So how do we actually have conversations with people that we know, right? In the database is usually the biggest channel, right? It stores all those people, your community, right? That we want to communicate with. So Reader makes that incredibly easy through automation.
Excellent. Okay, well, let's talk about how she does that. So I have a database and here is Rita. How do you plug her in and what does she do?
So essentially, Rita absolutely absorbs all the contacts that are in your CRM system and she prioritizes it every single day. She merges it with live feeds from like REA, Domain, and so forth. And we also have connections with CoreLogic and Pricefinder and so forth. So we put all this together and she says, okay, today for this agent, who are the best 20 people that we need to reach out to? So she looks at those 20 people and she says, okay, she sends a message to the agent in the morning, says, hey, can you check over these in a couple of minutes? Skip anyone you don't want to speak to. And basically the agent can do that. Then she basically has two-way conversations via SMS to actually find out, well, do they have a house to sell? Do they have an appraisal on their property? Would I just confirm their address, confirm their email address, all these things automatically Rita will do in a two-way dynamic conversation. And yeah, she can also update them about a listing that sold around the corner and so forth. So she can actually have different types of conversations over time automatically without the agent pretty much doing anything at all.
You often sit down and have fireside chats with agents who have implemented Rita. What are some of the best examples of how she's been used and the results that she can help them achieve?
Yeah, so agents come to us for different reasons. The biggest reason, of course, is to generate appraisals consistently, yeah? So essentially, you know, how she can really help is, you know, have that consistent prospecting. And some stories, I had a chat at Eric, actually, with Lee Kalapouris for Ray White Oakley. You know, he is sharing his story, and that's on our website if you want to look under case studies. But what he was saying was that, you know, Rita reaches out to people systematically every day and, you know, it basically reflects the quality of the people in your database, okay? So if you've got good selection of people in your database, then she'll systematically just go and reach out to those people, add value, and the ones that are ready for an appraisal or even a listing, then she'll find them, okay? So Lee, I think he had about 8 listings in the first 4 months so far, right? So that's a good story. Yes, it doesn't happen for everyone because, again, it's an amplification of what's possible without barriers to communication, okay? So good agents, which over the years have done a reasonable job of entering people into their database, and I'm saying reasonable, then Rita can get amazing results. And Lee's an example of that. Another agency, one I like to reference is Matt Condit, one of my favorites, professionals, Granger Clark, he runs a really good office. He's actually got a few offices over in WA. And yeah, he's a really good player. He's got agents that are about 10 agents or so in one of his teams. And yeah, so the feedback he's got is that, yeah, he's quite a number of the agents were doing under 5 appraisals per week. And I like to say the benchmark is 5. So our goal is to help him get his whole team above 5 appraisals every single week. And I know that he's writing the best numbers he's ever done in the business over time. So, you know, really awesome feedback. Changing the lives of agents is, you know, it's amazing when we get that feedback from our clients.
It's interesting. You mentioned there the quality of the data. So before you were to plug Rita in, what should your database look like? How do you ensure that it's pristine and that she can maximize its potential?
Well, the beauty of it, it doesn't have to be pristine. It's like a myth. No database is pristine. There's always different degrees of data that is out of date and so forth. So I like to describe databases of different temperatures. So when someone comes to us, If they've got a whole lot of data that's years old that never's been contacted, you might call that cold, right? Or you've purchased data. So that's another thing agents don't know they can do. They can actually purchase wholesale data from certain sources. So essentially, you've got really cold database, which you just got to inject energy to warm it up, all right? So either it's accurate and hasn't been engaged, or it's inaccurate and needs engagement to actually work out. So it could be, you know, a lot of our clients come to us with lukewarm to warm, okay? They're the ones that really get amazing results. Yes, there's a whole stack of data which is totally wrong and out of date and needs a lot of gaps to be filled, but that's why you engage with Reader. It's the ultimate data cleansing machine, because she's actually asking people, what's your updated address? If you don't have an address, what is your address? And she'll actually reference, okay, this is the email address that we have for you. Is that correct? So basically, we're feeding in and cleaning up your database systematically all the time. And that is sowing seeds for the future. That's another thing which is a weakness of a lot of agencies, is that to get great results in real estate, it's all about sowing those seeds for the future. So when they are ready in a year or two, 3 years' time, you're still there, you're relevant, and you're the trusted agent. So essentially what we're doing here is we're helping agents warm up, clean up their database, and be there when people need you.
So what kind of conversations does Reader actually have with people? Because I understand there's a number of different forms it can take. And in this case, we'll talk about vendors or potential vendors. What conversations can she have?
Well, different types of conversations. And what we do is we program Reader to have different topics of conversation over time. It could be every 90 days. It could be every 120 days or so forth, but systematic, all right? So we're basically maintain our relevancy and our warmth of the database. So the different types of conversations that you could start out saying, you know, the market is certainly going through a shift at the moment. This could certainly have an impact on what your house is worth. Would you like an update, you know, of what you could achieve in this market? And by the way, look, if you don't want to hear from us, you know, feel free to let us know. So that's an example of some type of cleanup script and a good starter. If you haven't spoken to someone for 2 years, then it's not a bad start. And they could respond, oh, yes, that'd be great. And then Reader would say, oh, this is the address that we have on record. Is that correct? Then they might say yes. And then we'd also confirm, oh, is this email address correct? All right. So basically we're going through and making sure at the beginning, look, do we have the correct details to look after this person? And that will basically be an email will be sent to the reviewer of that automation that's set up. And the agent would just basically, yeah, make a phone call to take that further. It could be 90 days or 120 days later, we say, oh, just letting you know that so-and-so Smith Street's just been sold around the corner. Would you like an update? Yeah, because the market is certainly moving pretty quickly at the moment. And so basically, Reader can have a different conversation about that. It could be just listed, could be property anniversary. It could be, we generate automatic market reports as well. All right. So, hey, the market's gone up 5% in your area. You know, now could be a great time to understand what that's done for your property. So all these things that Reader can do on autopilot, again, it's about just being a natural extension of the agent of what they would love to do, but don't have time.
And you mentioned there's a point where the agent gets to step in. So where does that point lie? Because it's not replacing a human interaction. Reader is complementing what agents do all the time. So when should the agent be stepping in and having an actual human-to-human conversation?
Well, once Reader's had the initial conversation, so it's not open-ended. So essentially there's a series of questions that Reader goes through, then she hands it over, okay? And she notifies the agent via email. And by the way, it doesn't have to be the agent. It will be eventually if it's a really good lead. But what we're seeing more and more is that a lot of the agencies now are centralizing the control of this process. So it's like central lead generation. It's all the rage now. Most of the clients that I'm signing up with Reader, a lot of those people are centralizing lead gen and focus the agents only on the good appraisals that they need to be involved in. Very interesting.
That is an interesting point. Can you walk me through where that's kind of happening and why that's come about?
Yeah, so what we've learned is that agents are very focused on the people looking to list or, you know, appraisals for the next 3-6 months or so, right? Anything anything apart from that is quite a distraction. So we've built our business around that learning to say that, okay, we might centralize a lot of the review of the results that Reader generates centrally, either by the agency, or we've actually got a team of people on our side now that does that for the agents. So essentially, Reader could be totally hands-off for an agent. We'll lose all the technology for them. We only give them qualified leads.
That's a huge time-saving device. And I have a sneaking suspicion that I had a conversation with Rita not too long ago, and it actually did result in a listing. So an agent reached out to me, I think it was late last year, via text, and it was basically saying, I sold the block of land two doors up from yours. I understand you have a block of land and you've owned it for X years. I was wondering what your intentions were. If you'd like to discuss it, please text me back or give me a call. And then it was followed up probably about a week later, which was good because I had seen it and flagged it and said, yes, I'll deal with that, but I'll deal with it later. And then she texted again and said, yes, this is the price we've just managed to achieve. The property sold in 4 days of this property next door. And I did pick up the phone and say, okay, I would like to offload this block of land. Can you walk through, tell me exactly what's been going on? Now, I think that's sounding like it could have been Rita involved at the back end there. Is that possible?
Something similar could be possible. Those sort of scriptings that you described aren't the standard scriptings. But again, this is a really important point, which is whatever you program Reader with, all the language is totally customizable. You can even customize down to the agent. All right. So the language that Reader uses is fully adjusted to exactly what the agent, how they'd express themselves. Okay, so we've done a huge amount of work to make sure that it's quite personalized to the agent and the agency.
Excellent. The Reader's not just having conversations with sellers or potential vendors, she can also have conversations with buyers. So can you walk me through what some of those conversations might look like and why they'd be important?
Well, in the shifting market, buyers are becoming far more important, aren't they? I mean, you know, it's really interesting. We're certainly doing a lot of work around how do we help buyers, match buyers to the properties and help them find the best listing for them, because again, there's so many options out there. So yes, so definitely we help qualify the buyers that are making inquiries. So Reader can have a two-way SMS conversation and send a really nice professional email to anyone that makes an inquiry from website, portals and so forth. And the types of questions you might have is, look, thank you for inquiring on 10 James Street. Just looking for time frame that you're looking to purchase. Do you have are you upsizing, downsizing? You're looking for an investment. Have you got finance sorted? All these things that Reader can actually do without the agent having to reach them on the phone, because if you rely on just calling someone at the right time, it's difficult. But with the SMS, you can respond on your own time frame. So that makes a big difference. So that's basically looking after and qualifying buyers making inquiries, but we can also prospect those buyers that have made inquiries over the past 12 months, for example. Update requirements, find out what they're looking for. Are they still in the market? Have they found something? All these things we can help understand with the buyer database. So that can be really, really handy. And of course, you get appraisals and listings out of that to prospect the buyers.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, buyers are becoming more important in the real estate conversation at the moment as the market in some areas shifts. But also it's about understanding their needs. So now you're actually solving problems for them, which is part of marketing and making an agency stand out from the crowd. So that becomes part of that bigger perspective. How would you maximize Rita's ability in your agency? So you're thinking about bringing her in. What are the key strategies you'd use to make sure that this investment pays off and she's working to her utmost potential?
Yeah. So essentially it's having, where I see it going well, is you have a Reader champion, someone who's reasonably good at technology, could be admin person. Most likely it's an admin person. Usually it's also the person that's pretty confident on their database as well, their CRM. And that person really helps bring things together. And that could be that the campaigns all come through to that person, all right, of which then it gets forwarded to the agents, or that person also makes sure the agents are basically actioning the follow-ups that are generated, the opportunities, okay? So that's where I see things going really well. Especially, I'm thinking of one team, which is PRD in Ballarat. They're doing extremely well, and their agents are using Reader the call list. So one thing we haven't mentioned is Reader is generating amazing call lists of, you know, automatically every single person that lives around every listing in the market, including your competitors. Reader's mapping all that out. And so, you know, a lot of good agencies getting amazing results. They are making sure the agents are doing small amount of calls outbound every single day or few days a week, as well as really getting on top of those Reader follow-ups as well.
Excellent.
So that's where I see things going really well.
Let's talk about lost listings, because I know in one of the case studies on your website, an agent mentions lost listings and how Reader can help identify listings that you didn't even realize have slipped through and are not yours. So can you walk me through how she helps there?
Yeah, part of the result of merging your database every single day with live feeds from REA and Domain is we're seeing all the listings, of course, that you don't win. And so what's quite insightful is that through Reader, you can get actually understanding of what your database is really worth. And so there's a win-loss report, which you can run at a click of a button, which tells you, okay, in the past week, how many listings have come to market with other agencies that are in your database with names, numbers, addresses, and everything. And so many systems that I see, usually for an average agency, it's like it's $100,000 of commission lost a week.
Wow.
Every single week without fail. It's really interesting. The larger the agency, the more, you know, the larger the database, of course. In some agencies I've seen in a month, they've lost over $1 million worth of commission in 1 month. It's really interesting to see the real numbers and the truth behind the value of a database. And so basically to counteract that effect, it's all about how quickly can you get through the database to nurture relationships? What's the pace of communication? And basically Reader just ups the pace of communication to find the people that are looking to sell now.
I imagine that's also quite insightful. It's going to highlight where you might be having issues within your pipeline. So, for example, it's a lost listing, but now you can really begin to work backwards and find out whether it's training, whether it's the agent, a specific agent who's losing a lot of listings. So that's quite beneficial to business because now you have the KPIs in front of you and an idea of what might have gone wrong.
Well, yeah, I think it's really interesting to see a reaction when I show, you know, clients or, you know, people considering Reader, those sorts of reports. Some of them react and go, oh, I don't want to know that. But, you know, the truth is that's the best thing to know because that's how we learn. You know, with Reader, you can drill down, but we'll give you a report and list of every single person that's gone with another agency and you click on a button and you can work out why. And so it's the best training tool you could possibly imagine because that's how we understand. Because you might know about 3 or 4 listings that are on your radar, but there's probably another 20 to 30 that you don't know about, all right, that if you had have called them or did a Reader follow-up, because there's plenty of opportunities that I've seen in some Reader systems whereby Reader's actually prospected that person, but there's been no agent follow-up or engagement and they've gone with someone else. So you're in with the best chance already. So my tip is to get the most out of Reader, do the follow-ups, make the calls, do the Justice Adjust Sold calls, which are super easy. All you have to do is call, you know, 10, even 10 people a day, or, you know, 40 people a week, you know, at least, and your results in real estate are going to skyrocket.
And we're really back to basics of real estate here. We're back to making contact at the right time, anticipating your customer's needs, and also, you know, following through and following back.
Correct. So we all know that, you know, it's been coached to death, hasn't it, from all these real estate trainers for many years. Pick up the phone and what we're here to do is just help that experience for the agent to say, there is, like, I love picking up the phone because I know exactly what to say. I know that they want to talk to me. You know, it's the easiest phone call you could ever make when someone's texted you saying, yes, I'd love to understand what my property is worth right now.
Yeah, exactly. They're warm already. Another interesting case study that emerged on your website was a gentleman called Daniel Oliver from Harris Real Estate in Adelaide. And he mentioned this concept called task anxiety. He has a database of over, I think, 1,500 people. And he was saying that he would wake up with task anxiety, all these things. Like he seemed quite regimented in his approach. He has aims of how many people he wants to get through. But Rita was helping him with that. How is that something you've heard before from agents, that task anxiety or overwhelm, and that she can assist with this?
100%. Like when I was at Agent Box, I literally untrained, you know, well over 1,000 agents in Agent Box. And there's definitely a lot of tasks that get raised, and activity schedules and so forth. In other CRMs, it's called tracks and other things. But yeah, a lot of the systems that I saw, you know, there's literally hundreds and hundreds of tasks outstanding, and they'll never get onto them. And it's very overwhelming. And as a salesperson outside of real estate, I've had the same. And so what Rita does is that it takes away your reliance on those tasks to action those tasks to actually get results, right? So if you've got something in the background just chipping away 20 people a day, right? And you know that if there's someone that's important, you'll get round to it, and Rita's going to prioritize it for you automatically. So tasks are very linear based, okay? And our brains are actually not wired to be linear. It's interesting. So you have to force yourself to sit down and go through the tasks, and not everyone can do that. So that's why it's great to have an assistant that is, you know, a specialist and created for the pure purpose of nurturing relationships with you. And so you can actually relax and trust that Rita's going to help you do that.
Excellent. And I'd like to sort of come back to this concept as well of marketing. So, which we mentioned at the beginning, agencies are needing to market more effectively. That's consistent throughout any real estate market, but particularly probably now. How does Rita sort of tie in generally with the marketing and the perception of a brand? What can she do in that bigger picture perspective?
So marketing agency, there's a lot of facets to it. You know, of course, you've got the social media space, right? And so hopefully those leads are feeding into the CRM. And of course, Rita, once anything that's in the CRM, we can certainly nurture over time until they're ready. Because a lot of leads that are generated from any channel, there's only a very small percentage of people that are actually ready now. A lot of agencies have relied on email, like bulk email, to keep in touch with people. But what we do know is that, you know, response rates on email are very low, and also and reducing. But I must say that email is certainly a very important channel, which is why in a lot of our automations, we're confirming email addresses and getting new ones, right? So email is important, but it's what we find is that, you know, we want to reach out to everyone in the database, and the averages are at least, you know, probably 40% of the database does not have an email address, right? Whereas we've got at least 80 or so plus people with a mobile number in the database. So, yeah, you got to look at all different channels, okay? So marketing is about really mastering the channels that reach out to the people and basically educate them and meet them where they're at. So yeah. I've heard some great stories. There's a very famous agent in Melbourne, Tanay, Reliance Real Estate, and he does everything. He's a very disciplined agent. I think he won the REIA Agent Award, and he deserves it. So he's very vigilant on his door knocking and really following up open for inspections. This is all marketing, in my opinion. You know, the social media, the calls on the database, the SMSs and the emails, all these things are all important. It's a matter of you know, having the right investment in each one of those, and essentially having it leveraged. So you're not tying up too much of your time, but still getting all the appraisals and results that you need.
Justin, I'm going to let you go shortly, but before you do, we ask this question of all our guests. What one key piece of advice or takeaway would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Key piece of advice is that there is so much opportunity locked inside your database, and it's so much more than you think. So if you'd like to find out basically how you can unlock the true value of your database and the people that you know, your community that sits in there waiting to be tapped on the shoulder, then we're happy to help you and basically amplify, you know, what's possible with the help of AI and technology.
Excellent. Tristan Lovell, thank you very much for joining us today. It's been great speaking with you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Cassandra.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Elevate Podcast with thanks to connectnow.com.au. Don't forget to get access to all of Elite Agent's premium resources, including a detailed episode guide for this podcast. Visit joineliteagent.com.